chatting with 12-time swim All-American and 4-time water polo All-American Kira Frankie. The recent UCSD grad and NCAA Woman of the Year nominee tells us how she balanced both sports, why she turned to baking in her non-existent free time, and what she's doing now in Ireland. Plus, we'll put her through the ringer as our popular Quick Pick segment returns. That's all coming up in a moment in the Triton Spotlight. Welcome to episode 59 of TritonCast, the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. I'm your host, Jeff Turiel, and whether you found us on your favorite podcast platform or on UCSDTritons.com, we're so happy you've joined us this week. Before we get to this week's conversation, let's go around campus. Congrats to women's volleyball off to their best ever Division I start. The Tritons are in first place in the Big West standings, and in Saturday's win over Southern, UC San Diego posted its best hitting percentage in any match since 2004. The Tritons will host a 6-game tournament this weekend at Lion Tree Arena. This week's University Credit Union Athletes of the Week are Izzy Strand from volleyball and Reese Bugelli from water polo. You can read more on UCSDTritons.com. Now it's on to this week's Triton Spotlight. Here's our conversation with former Big West Player of the Year in water polo and 3-time NCAA Championships qualifier in swimming, Kira Frankie. So Kira, let's start first of all with being a swimmer and a member of the water polo team at UC San Diego. What was the difference mentally, or how did you kind of toggle back and forth between the two?
I think that my freshman and sophomore years, I was just so excited to be there. And I was like so full of energy and just like college, water polo, swimming. I love all those things. That was super easy. My junior and senior years were a lot more difficult just because I'm like, well, now what am I going to do after college? I can't do water polo and swim for the rest of my life. Like physically, it was a lot harder, I think, because I was getting older. And so then my senior year, I was able to like really kind of find that perfect balance of, okay, well, that water polo practice, when we're kind of doing the swim workouts, I can focus more on the swimming and then give my all into the water polo. Where, because I wasn't able to go to a lot of the swim practices. So that's kind of how I supplemented the swim workouts, was I really focused on my technique and my speed at the water polo portion the swim portion of water polo practice. And then just like going from meet to game, I kind of on the bus or like an hour before the meet or game, I was like, okay, what sport am I doing? What am I here to do? Am I here to just swim laps, or am I here to work with the team and try and score goals? And I was able to really like differentiate those things my fifth year. And I think that was really what helped me my fifth year do a lot better than my junior year.
That's amazing. And let's go back to when you were first coming to UC San Diego. Was it your intention to compete in both sports here? And if so, what was that discussion like with the coaches of both programs?
Yeah, so I was recruited for water polo. And I remember one of the first talks I had with Brad, I kind of brought up like, I do both water polo and swim, and I really love swimming. Like, would that be a possibility that I would be able to do both? And he was all on board for that. He's like, as long as you understand that water polo is your main priority, because like we're the one who you're signing with, then like if you want to go to swim meets and swim practices and you can work that out with the swim coaches, then like I'm all here for it. And luckily the swim coaches were super open to that, and understanding that water polo is my first priority. But I made a big effort to like work with them outside of like, if I couldn't make it to a swim practice, kind of maybe putting away like 15 minutes of time to just like get a little bit of one-on-one work. And it was super smooth sailing. The only bump was when we had a couple conflicts, but we worked those out and it was great.
And what about your teammates, especially when you were maybe coming in as a freshman? Was there any, you know, who is she and what does she think she's going to do here? Or were they pretty supportive?
The water polo team was super supportive. I think my freshman year, we only had like one or two conflicts. So it was not a big deal at all. And then by my junior year, where there were bigger conflicts, like I was able to have those open discussions with the water polo girls and be like, hey, like, I'm going to have to miss like this important game, but it's for like NCAA. So like they were like my family at that point. And so they really supported me in that decision. Coming onto the swim team was a little more difficult, I think, because I missed all of preseason training, because there was paperwork to fill out and everything. So I just kind of showed up, and did like a week of practice, and then we had our first meet. And I think they were like, why does this water polo player think she can swim? Like, they're not the same kind of thing. But I think I proved that I could swim as well. And by the end of the season, everyone was super welcoming.
And so I know it's probably, this next question is a little tough to distill down over 5 years, but what are some of your favorite swim and polo memories from UC San Diego?
Oh, there's so many. I think for water polo, it's more like those team bonding moments. Like those girls are my best friends, especially the class I came in with. So I like travel trips where even if we weren't playing super well and Brad was upset with us, like we could still like go back to the hotel or whatever after the games and like have fun with each other and support each other in like those times where it's like, I played so bad, like I'm not good at this. Like we were able to kind of uplift each other. And just like that, like family and that community, that was like something that I really treasured on the water polo team. And then for the swim team, there's one meet this year was at Dixie State, and I broke my finger, in September pretty bad. And so I hadn't really been swimming a lot, and I made it to the 500 free finals, and I was like, oh, this isn't going to be great. And so I was swimming it, and I think I was in like dead last. And I look over and my roommate and my best friend was like four lanes over from me. And we were both so far behind everyone. And I was like, well, you know what? At least she's here with me. Like, this isn't the best race ever, but I was having fun because we were back there. And I remember going up to her after the race. And she's like, I was just so happy I didn't get last. I was like, that was me that you beat. She's like, I had no idea. Like, that was you. I was just trying to stay ahead of you. I was like, yeah, that was me. So just like stuff like that, like just having fun with everyone. Some of my best memories.
During your time at UC San Diego, the athletics department began its transition from Division II to Division I. The step up in competition for sure, but what was that like, the transition and also the, you know, the new conference and so on?
Yeah, it was super exciting, obviously, like, especially for polo, because we had kind of all our conference games, they weren't like big deals. They weren't close games. And so going from like those games to Big West games where every game's important, it was just our schedule was a lot more difficult, but I feel like we had a lot more like resources available to us. And so they were kind of able to support us through that transition. And I mean, the first year of that was, we got cut off halfway through it. So we kind of only got to experience half of that. And then the next year was all weird and not the same. But I feel like it was a good transition. And then swimming was definitely harder, I'd say. Like the polo games were harder, but we'd already been playing those teams where the swim meets, we hadn't really been swimming against a lot of these teams. And so just like the travel schedule on the swim team was a lot harder. The level of competition and standard that our coaches held us to was also a lot harder. And so I think that was a tough transition, but again, they like had super good support for us. And were able to really help us along that journey to Division I. And we won our MPSF conference this year. So I think we did pretty good.
Yeah, no question about that. Very exciting. You referenced that first Big West water polo season that was cut short. Of course, we're talking about 2020 when the COVID-19 pandemic hit. but you were with the swim team getting ready to compete at the Division II Nationals at that time. And if I'm not mistaken, you were literally on the deck getting ready to compete when the meet was canceled. Is that right? And what was that like?
Yeah, so we were in Ohio, and so we drove to the pool deck, and we were doing like our band warm up. I was actually like, I just talked to some of the polo girls on the phone when we were at the hotel, and they're like, our season's being canceled. Like, we're like, the games this weekend are being canceled, but it's talk of the whole season being shut down. Like, this is crazy. And I remember I was super emotional. I was like, oh, like that's a whole like half of our season gone. And like, I'm not even there to like be with the girls, like our seniors. We had three seniors that year, and I know they did like a little senior thing that night. And I was like, I wasn't there because I was in Ohio. And then, yeah, we were on deck getting warmed up. I was supposed to swim the 200 free that night, in finals. And they just announced it over the loudspeaker that the meet was canceled, and like NCAA canceled all events. And I think there was a lot of crying out of everyone. And then we went out into the parking lot and just did like a big team huddle. Our coaches kind of talked to us about what's going to be happening from here on out. And we did like one last team dinner, and then we flew home the next day. And then I didn't see anyone for a couple months.
Such an abrupt ending in the case of swim and also polo. And as you mentioned, you weren't even with that team in that moment. How difficult were those next weeks and months for you?
They were pretty hard. Mostly like my happy place is a pool. And so not being able to get in a pool for a couple months was hard. And then when the ocean, like the beach is all closed too, I couldn't even go swim in the ocean. That was not ideal, but I think that we still did like team meetings on Zoom, and we still did Zoom workouts with Matt. And I was trying to like stay active and just kind of keep a schedule. And I think that really helped. Like, I would still wake up every morning at 7 a.m., kind of do a workout, go to class, kind of keep that same schedule. And I think that really helped. And then just having those meetings with the water polo team.
Kira Frankie's our guest this week on TritonCast. All-American four times in polo and conference champion in swim and a three-time NCAA qualifier in swim, Big West player of the year in water polo. I could read these things for an hour, but is there something or some of these accolades that you're maybe most proud of?
I think I am most proud of probably the Big West player of the year. I wasn't expecting that at all. Like, there's so many good players in that group, and that was our first full season in the Big West, and as a whole school too, so that was really special. And then just so my freshman year, I won the 200 free at, I think our conference was like PCSC or something for swimming, right. And then being able to come back and win it my fifth year in a completely different conference against faster teams, that was something that was really special to me as well.
I can imagine. You mentioned your fifth year. What went into that decision for you to come back following the pandemic and kind of having that 2020-21 mess?
There was a lot of phone calls and uncertainty. So my junior year, when we got shut down, I was kind of like, okay, well, what do I want to do with my life after I graduate from college? And I kind of decided I want to do physical therapy. So I started looking into that a lot more. And I was planning on just graduating after my fourth year and applying to schools. But I looked and I needed to take chem and I needed to take physics and I needed to take microbiome and all these other classes that I hadn't taken yet. Cause that was kind of like the first time that I'd really feel like I had time to sit and think about what I wanted to do. So I was looking at it. I'm like, that's like a whole nother year of courses. And so I talked to Brad and he's like, yeah, like if you have courses you can take, like just stay and take them. And we can make a fifth year work. And so it kind of worked out perfectly where I was able to take all those prereqs that I needed for grad school, and still play water polo and swim.
Let's look at, your upbringing. How old were you when you started playing polo? Do you remember?
Yeah, I was in seventh grade. I think I was 13 or 14 at that point. My dad would not let me play water polo until I learned how to swim and was a good swimmer.
And so you began to swim at that time as well, or were you already comfortable in the water?
No, I did swim lessons. My dad worked at the JCC pool. So he would pick me up from daycare every day and we'd just go play in the pool, hang out. I was probably like 3 or 4 at the time. And then gotcha. I joined my first swim team when I was 7. And so I joined the swim team when I was 7 and only swam until 7th grade where I started playing polo.
So when you started playing polo, you stopped swimming until college?
No, I stayed on the team. So it was kind of tricky because, like when I started high school, polo season goes until like February, but swim season starts a little before that. So during water polo season in high school, I wouldn't do my club team. And then during swim season in high school, I wouldn't do club water polo. So those 2 times a year, I was kind of just one sport. And then in the summer and the fall, I would do water polo and swim for club.
I think I know the answer to this, but where does your love for the water come from?
Probably my dad. And just like growing up around the pool, he worked at the J when I was younger and then he now works at La Jolla High Pool. And like, he is still super close with all of his water polo friends. And so like, they'd go on swims together and they do Masters Nationals for polo and just like their love for the water and like how they kept that alive. I think some of that transferred to me.
Yeah, and he served on the coaching staff here at UC San Diego on the polo team. How neat was that having him on the staff?
It was really cool. And I think it worked out pretty well that he was the goalie coach. He didn't really have to coach me. Because I think sometimes I get a little snappy at him when he's trying to coach me. So it was great because he was on the bench. He was able to travel to all the games with us. But he wasn't coaching me directly.
And your father, of course, is a Triton. He played polo here. Was there any doubt this is where you'd end up?
Yeah, I remember when I first started the recruiting process, I was like, I'm not staying in San Diego. I don't want to go to UCSD. Absolutely not. And then one of my friends, Bennett, went on her recruit trip. And she's like, I loved it. It was so much fun. And Sid came here too. She's like, I'm going to UCSD. And I was like, well, maybe I'll like go check it out. And so I ended up coming on a trip here and I think I declared the next week.
Oh, wow. And you're 6'2". Can that height be an advantage in water polo?
Oh, yeah. Like my arms are very long. So it's super like if there's someone shorter, I can just reach over and hit the ball. It's definitely an advantage when you know how to use it. I don't think I knew how to use it when I was a freshman. I was like, where's my hand? It's so far away from my body, but I was able to kind of work with Brad and Nikki and kind of figure out how to use it to my advantage.
This past summer, following your 5th season, you had an opportunity to try out for Team USA water polo. What was that experience like?
It was super cool. I'd never done anything like that. And so it was a little hard just because all these girls had known each other. And I kind of came in and I didn't know anyone. I knew Sarah a little bit. But it was a completely different type of water polo. Like the numbering systems were different. The plays were different. just like everything was not what I was used to. And so it was super cool to kind of get the feel of that and kind of see how, like, what's the difference between college water polo and USA water polo. But I ended up deciding that it wasn't something that I wanted to pursue. So, yeah.
I read an interview where actually a couple of them, where you mentioned how you were pretty shy coming into college, and we know that you were a team captain this last year. How did that change?
I think a lot of it was just like trusting the team. I would still say I'm pretty shy. Like, if you ask me to give a presentation in class, it's not something I really want to do. But within that group of polo girls, like, I know that there's no judgment, that they trust me and I trust them. And so just like having that connection with a group of people, I feel like allowed me to kind of step into that role, and help lead the team.
Were you excited to be captain, or did you kind of take that on reluctantly?
I was excited. I'd kind of like been thinking about it, and that was something that I thought I wanted to do. But I knew it was going to be a lot of like hard work. Cause I know I've talked to captains in the past and they're like, you don't really realize how much work goes into being a captain. But I had two other great captains with me. And I think we were able to kind of share that workload and really make it work for us this season.
We're joined by Kira Frankie this week on Triton Cast. Tell us about your love for baking. Where does that come from?
I grew up baking with my grandma. And so I remember I'd always go over and we'd make cookies, mostly cookies, all sorts of types of cookies. And so I loved making cookies growing up. It was just, and I loved eating them too. So it was kind of a win-win.
Well, of course.
And then I think I made my first cake when I was a sophomore. And it was super fun. I brought it to like our team Thanksgiving feed. And everyone ate it and it was super fun to decorate. And so I kind of started going into that a little bit more. But my true love's cookies.
What's your go-to?
Chocolate chip cookies are just so easy, and the dough is so good and the cookies are so good. You can't really go wrong with a chocolate chip cookie.
Correct answer. So right now, as we record this, you are in Ireland, and you mentioned earlier that you plan to go to grad school and maybe become a doctor of physical therapy. What took you to Ireland and what are your plans while you're there?
I love traveling. And I've always wanted to be able to travel around Europe a little bit more. And so I wanted a year off of school after the last 5 years. And I know grad school is going to be super intense. So I was like, okay, I'll take a gap year. I'm an Irish citizen. So, it's pretty easy to move over here. I don't have to get a visa or anything. And I'll be able to travel from Ireland to all these other countries that I've been wanting to go to. And so just a little bit of like relaxation, time away from school before I go into another 3 years of school.
Certainly understandable. Have you spent significant time in Ireland in the past, or is this new?
We've visited every summer. I haven't been here for more than 3 weeks, I'd say. But I do, like, I have some friends here, family. I kind of know my way around a little bit. So it's new in the sense that I'll be here for a year, but I feel like I kind of know the area.
And are you still active in the pool, or are you taking some time away from the water?
Yeah. So I actually, I just found a club water polo team to play with while I'm here. I'm trying to find a club swim team, and coach a little bit. And then even back home this summer, I got a sunset team together for a couple tournaments. We did senior nationals and masters nationals. And so I think next summer we're going to try and do that as well. And just kind of carry that water polo sense of family and through the next couple years. I know like some of our old teammates, their parents still play Masters Nationals water polo. And so I kind of want to be able to do that with a group of girls that I've been playing with for the last 5 years.
That's really cool. Do your new club teammates in Ireland have a sense of how talented you are?
I go to my first practice today. So
oh, wow. Okay.
We'll find out.
we'll follow up on that one then.
Yeah.
But I know you've done some coaching as well. Is that something that's of interest to you long term?
Yeah, I really like coaching. I've mostly coached swim, not really a lot of water polo, but I did the senior group for my club team where I swam. And then I coached masters at La Jolla High as well. And I loved it. It was super fun. I love for like those high schoolers getting to help prepare them for college and kind of help them through that process of, okay, well, do you want to go to like swim in college and that recruitment process. And then my master swimmers are just so much fun. They're always joking and having a great time. And that one's a little more relaxed. So I think that would like be a great part-time job for the rest of my life if I can keep doing that.
If you were able to tell your younger self, the shy version, that you'd one day be coaching teams. I mean, that's not easy to do for somebody who's shy and quiet, right?
Yeah. I think kind of like figuring out what I love and what I love to do early and not being scared to like kind of take those chances. I remember my first master's practice that I coached, I was terrified. I was like, okay, I need to, they have to start exactly 10 minutes after, and I need to give them exactly this warm up. And I was super stressed out, but just like taking that risk and doing that, I was able to really, I feel like, bond with those, my swimmers. We did a little like going away party. It was super fun. And so just kind of trusting myself that it's okay to maybe not be the best at first, but like that process of learning and growing is going to help you get to where you want to be.
That's a very impressive outlook. And even now that you're in Ireland and you found this club team and you're about to go to your first practice after we're done recording, I mean, that takes some guts, right? To reach out to strangers and try and wedge in there like that.
Yeah. It was definitely nerve-wracking. Cause I'm the foreigner here, right? So I don't know how they're gonna kind of accept me, but I think with my experience on the swim team, where I kind of had that same sense at first and be able to work past that and make some really good friends on the swim team. I feel like I kind of have that, like I can do that now. So even if it's not great at first, like I think I can kind of work my way in there and hopefully make some friends.
I'm sure you'll do great. You told us that you are taking this gap year and then you're planning to go to grad school, 3-year program back here in the States. Anywhere specific?
Yeah. I've applied all over. Ideally California somewhere, but I've applied all over the country.
And this year or year-ish in Ireland, this will be the longest you've ever been away from San Diego area?
Yes.
I know it hasn't been very long, but how are you doing so far?
I'm good. The weather's been not too bad here. Today was like the first real rainy day. And my mom's here still. She's here for another couple of days and my sister was here. So I don't think it's really like set in yet that I'm staying here for more than just 2 weeks.
Got it. Yeah. So you're still in the part where it feels like vacation.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you'll do great with that. What will you miss most? And maybe you don't know yet until you go through it, but what will you miss most this fall and winter when UC San Diego swim and then polo practice and start their seasons and you're not there?
I think I'll miss just like having that team, where you show up to practice every day and you know your teammates are going to be there and you know it might suck, but we're going to get through this together. and just like having that consistency, and that group of girls around you, where here, like, the practices is like 2 times a week. And so I don't know if I really have that sense of, okay, we're here to do something and be good at our sport and support each other along the way.
Kira Franke, our guest this week on Triton Cast. And before we let you go, we're going to play some quick picks. You ready?
Okay.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise.
Morning person?
Yep.
Beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Favorite food?
Ooh, peanut butter cups from Trader Joe's.
That is very specific.
They have to be the Trader Joe's ones.
What's one thing about you that would surprise even your friends?
That I get very hangry.
And they don't notice?
I think I do a pretty good job around them of not doing it. My parents say I'm horrible.
Singing or dancing?
Dancing.
Like in public around other people dancing, or by yourself in the mirror dancing?
By myself. Neither, ideally. But if I have to, it'd be dancing.
Fair enough. Pancakes, French toast, waffles?
Pancakes.
Reading or writing?
Reading.
What's one place in this next year in Ireland that you most want to visit?
I really want to go to the coast of France.
And how that's pretty reasonable from where you are, isn't it?
Yeah. I can take the channel.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Podcasts or playlists?
Playlists.
Do you have your go-to before a meet or game?
Yeah, Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin was always the song I listened to before the 200 free.
Interesting. How did that come about?
It was what my dad listened to as well. And he always talked about how the beat of the song was the perfect pace for your strokes for the 200 free.
Interesting.
And so I started listening to it as well. I really liked it.
That's really impressive. Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Vanilla.
Maybe unfair, but I'll ask it anyway. Funniest teammate?
Ellie.
Why?
She just says something sometimes that I'm like, Ellie, you're going to be a doctor. You know that, right? It's just like so brainless and in the moment sometimes. It's so funny.
Favorite pizza topping?
Pineapple.
Interesting. Okay.
It's so good.
This one's probably pretty obvious, but ocean or pool?
Pool.
Favorite type of music?
Classic rock.
Is that parental influence as well?
Yep.
Beyond the Led Zeppelin before swim, what else?
I really like AC/DC, Queen, Journey, all of them, Foreigner. I have a place of like 8 hours long of just classic rock.
It's good for the flight across the pond, I guess.
Yes.
What's one thing, we'll end on this. What's one thing that you haven't baked, but it's on your to bake list?
Ooh, that's a good one. Probably a pie.
Any pie?
Probably apple. Like I've helped my grandma with a pie before, but I've never done one on my own. So I think trying to bake an apple pie on my own.
Well, we look forward to you sharing those results with us. Yes. Kira, thanks so much for joining us on Triton Cast this week. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Such an enjoyable conversation with Kira. All the best to her settling in Ireland, and we'll report back in a future episode on the progress of that apple pie. You won't want to miss episode 60 of Triton Cast. Next week, we're chatting with longtime Triton men's tennis coach Timur Willing. As expected in any conversation with Timur, we'll share lots of laughs, but you'll also learn why he devotes his free time to helping students on the autism spectrum. New episodes of Triton Cast premiere each Wednesday. Thank you for listening to this week's show. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate the show, write us a brief review on your platform of choice. And don't forget, you can find us on all your favorite podcast platforms, now including Google Podcasts, by searching TritonCast wherever you get your pods. For more on TritonCast, follow us on Twitter at TritonCast. And if you have suggestions for a future guest, send us a tweet or email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. We'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter at TritonCast.